Voice of Indonesia listener. Today, I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri Di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri Di Awan conveyed the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri Di Awan. Happy listen.
Mengerti hasrat dalam diri. bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Seiring jejak kakiku bergetar, aku telah terpagut oleh cintamu. Menelusup hariku dengan harapan, namun kau masih terdiam membisu. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekat penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Betapa pilunya rindu menusuk jiwaku, semoga kau tahu isi hatiku. Dan seiring waktu yang terus berputar, aku masih terhanyut dalam mimpiku.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOA listeners and viewers, Indonesia is the largest economy in Southeast Asia, with a large and rapidly growing market. And economic growth is certainly linked to investment opportunities. So therefore, in today's morning talk, we would like to uncover Indonesia's investment potential with our two sources of today who are already joining us on Zoom. We have Mr. Tauhid Ahmad, Senior Economist at Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, and Indonesian Economist Mr. Gunawan Benjamin. Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Tauhid and Mr. Gunawan.
Hello, good afternoon, too.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, thank you so much for joining us on today's morning talk. So, how is 2025 so far?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's good weather, and the situation, I think, is better.
Yeah, I don't think so, because the economic sector is going down.
Keep optimist.
Optimistic.
Yes, yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. Before we getting deeper into Indonesia's investment potential, I would like to know more first from Bapak Tauhid Ahmad from INDEF, Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, about the economic growth in Indonesia. As we know that the global economy is projected to reach 3.2% in 2025. And last month, Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, showed hope that the national economy might reach around 5.2%. So what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think even our economic growth slowly rather than 1 year ago, we had 5.4. I think it's stable at 5, yeah, 8%, because we compare with other countries like China or Singapore or other country except India or Philippines, I think our economy keeps stable. But of course in last quarter our economic, yeah, solely because we have problem with the consumption. With consumption, we had 4.98%. So I think the problem only consumption, but we have good point in investment also, and also with the export, even our import more faster rather than the export. Yeah, we have a chance for investment because my data show up from the National Coordinating Investment. We get 1,700 trillion rupiah. That's better than 1 year ago. I think 1 year ago around 1,400 trillion rupiah. This is indicate that we have a good potential on investment, even mostly our investment on the infrastructure and services rather than manufacture. I think that indicate that even we had a slowdown, but keep stable in this year.
Okay, what about from Mr. Gunawan Benjamin? How do you see the optimism of Minister Airlangga? Okay.
Amid budget cuts carried out by the government, there are not many economic sectors that can be moved in 2025. Economic development will be based more on superior commodities in the country. The development of the palm oil, coal, and nickel industries will be the main players in industrial development in Indonesia. Downstreaming will be the main topic of development. The business sectors that will survive and grow in 2025 are agriculture, food and beverage accommodation. The remainder are a number of other business sectors that have opportunity for slow growth. The worsening performance of the stock exchange in Indonesia has explained many things related to the prospect for economic or industrial growth in 2025. Indonesia's economic growth this year will be also not be as good as in 2024. This year, economic growth in Indonesia is projected to be around 4.8%, where economic pressure rises from within and outside the country. If seen from the expenditure side, government spending and household spending are projected to still be able to survive in 2025. However, it is believed that the majority of business sector will not be able to record significant growth this year. The trend of the developments in global and domestic benchmark interest rates remaining at current levels, increasing geopolitical and economic tensions, trade wars, and government budget cuts will be bad news for the country's economy as a whole. But overall, I agree with Mr. Tauhid that we have to keep optimistic in 2025 because there's nothing to say. we have to be more optimistic than 2024 because if the government say that in pessimist, I think the economic will be down in the significant number. That's it.
And in what sector specifically that can raise our optimism?
Mr. Tahir, please, no. Mr. Gudawan, please.
The economic sector that I think that will be held, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, or MBG. Mm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and then the remain and the rest, of course, commodity sector such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
Yes, Mr. Tauhid, what about you?
I think the previous data said that our economic growth, supported by, I think, three sectors. The first one is transportation and transportation, and the second one, I agree with accommodation, also it and drink, also, and also the services, the growth more than 6%, that's make the economy keep growing. But the last one, I think the manufacturer is also the best one. Even the growth only 5%, So even our we have the free meal, this year, but to support our economic not too much, because we already calculate, the increasing of the impact of the free meal only 0.06 or 0.07, not too much, but increase for the for food and beverage, but as you know, because we have already with good infrastructure in 2024, I think for the transportation, also accommodation, and also with the services, keep the fastest growth, But the basic contribution our economic, basically by industrial sector, trade, and also the last one is agriculture.
So for the free nutritious meals program, which is one of the flagship programs of the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka. How do you think that this will boost economic growth in Indonesia, especially if they seize the traditional commodities?
Of course, if we increase our consumption for this program, especially free meal, it's a good opportunity for our child, to increase their consumption, Of course, the production, the need of production of paddy, also with other commodity will increase, But not too much, because in theory, the consumption is limited, to support our need, but. And also in I think Ministry of Finance also in NDF already calculate the impact, not so much, but it could give us potential impact to our smallholder or to our small medium enterprise in local if the mechanism or if the if the spread of this program is a good is in good way. And the other one, yeah, we I think because we have changed our budget, yeah, from infrastructure to human resources, so the impact is also in negative side, even for the free mail is good side, but the move of budget of government from the infrastructure to free mail also have decreased our potential economic growth. Yeah, yeah, that's our dilemma in choosing our budget prices.
Yeah, yes, more human resources oriented. Yeah.
Yes.
And now for both Mr. Tauhid and Gunawan, you said that in the technology and infrastructure sectors, despite the decreasing allocation for that, how do you think Indonesia can still attract foreign investment in the two sectors?
Yeah, we have data from the coordinating Ministry of Investment. Yeah, I think we have good potential and in the EV battery. Yeah. Around 1.6 trillion rupiah in the last quarter of 2024 that we had investment. That is a good choice, yeah, for the energy transition, yeah. But yeah, but for the other energy, I think we have not much condition except for the solar panel investment. That's I think that's more increasing rather than last year, yeah, but other investment, I think keep stable because we had surplus for our energy, but for the solar panel is a good market. Also, I think we have planned, yeah, to build our biggest factory in Batam, in Rempang, that already prepared from Ministry of Coordinating Ministry of the Investment.
Okay, and moving on to Mr. Gunawan.
Yeah, unfortunately, the United States will officially leave the Paris Agreement on January 27, 2026. This decision was taken by the government, by the President of Donald Trump. The impact of the U.S. leaving the Paris Agreement endangers Indonesia's clean energy target, undermines global climate efforts, question fairness in climate change mitigation efforts, jeopardizes global ambitions to cut excessive emissions. Indonesia expressed his reluctance to be trapped in the Paris Agreement scheme. Meanwhile, the President Shell envoy to for climate and energy. He expressed concern about the consequences of this step for other countries, including Indonesia. But we don't have to stop here. We have to move on. We have to keep our economic growth supported by green energy, of course. And I think that solar panel or maybe the electric vehicle is the sector that we have to push in a greater number. That's it.
Okay, electric vehicle, renewable energy, digital energy. Okay, we will address more about this sector, but hold on, later, after we enjoy this next song. So please do stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and also we are live on YouTube channel VOI Official.
Embrace the dream. to find glorious time. All dreams and wishes will come true. Climb so high up above the sky. Rise and fly and reach the stars. By the power of unity,
we will shine by Andin. And yes, indeed, together we will shine in 2025 with bright economic growth and investment climate. Is that right, Mr. Tauhid and Gunawan?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully we can achieve the bright economic growth and investment opportunities, just like conveyed in the song. And talking about the another promising sector in this investment opportunity, which is renewable and digital energy industry. So how do you both view this, Mr. Tauhid first, please?
Yeah, I think Mr. Gunawan already talked about our trade, about the Trump policy. That makes one of... I think the big bang of the negative side, for the global, because it makes some investors doubt about our policy, because if the biggest country adopt about our policy, I think makes some investors from the U.S. also more calculate how to invest in Indonesia. But I believe, we cannot depend on U.S. Policy. We still believe that we still get another country like China, like China or Japan, still commitment to fulfill our need for the investment on the energy sector, mostly in the renewable energy. Like EV or like EV battery, and also EV battery mostly from the Korea investor. And solar panel investor from the China. I think we have to move on, the source of our investor, rather than we keep still to pursue our U.S. investor. Yeah, I think that one strategy is to increase our energy investment.
Yes, Mr. Gunawan.
Yeah. So far we often hear news that foreign investor will come to invest in the technology or infrastructure sector or maybe in renewable energy. However, the realization is still far from our expectations. The government has done a lot, such as providing tax relief or even eliminating taxes. However, it seems that these efforts have not been optimal in encouraging increased investment in the country. And Indonesia always faces fierce competition from neighboring countries such as Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand, which are often more attractive to foreign investors than Indonesia. I encourage that the government to be more creative in bringing investors, of course. And I agree that we have to find more investors from other countries such as China, or maybe Japan, or maybe other countries that potential to invest in Indonesia. Even though it is actually difficult to attract investors, there are numbers of efforts that can be tried, such as maybe providing incentives in special economic zones, relief for labor-intensive industries or other service companies, and economic efficiency. And that many occasions that have been improved in bringing investors in Indonesia, this situation is not as easy as I said at the moment. But efforts like that are actually still relevant in bringing in investors. And of course, I think that the government have to do more to bring investors here, because investment is the key for us to be keep optimist for economic growth in 2025. That's it.
Okay. So if our listeners who are international citizens, especially entrepreneurs or investors who want to invest here in Indonesia, maybe you can reveal the specific cities in Indonesia that suit for certain investment sectors?
Yeah, I think the last data, outside of Java, I think we had Sulawesi Island more specific. I think in North Maluku is the potential, mostly for the mining sector, yeah. But for the industry location, I think Java is still the best one, yeah. Because we have more support of infrastructure, yeah, and also the good port for the international shipment. Yeah, I think the location, yeah, I think like now for the EV is located in Central Java, like Batang district is the best one, and also Kendal and also surrounding Central Java, because they have cheaper ways, yeah, for the investor rather than in Jabodetabek, yeah, Jabodetabek. And then I think for the automotive sector, I think we have Patimban port that maybe if we have investor in automotive or EV industry, I think located in district of Karawang, Subang, I think is a good priority for investor.
Okay, and any other recommended investment targets cities here in Indonesia according to Mr. Gunawan?
Yeah, I think there is no other province or maybe cities here in Indonesia that can be moved to accept the government's target to develop the energy sector, especially for the green energy. Java is still the place that this is most attractive for investor to invest. But I said about Mr. sorry. this is But Mr. Tahu said that the Maluku or maybe Sulawesi is still the resources that we can grow, that we can develop the energy sector. Yeah, I agree with that. But we still have to, the Indonesian government will have no more choice, other cities, especially in Java, to develop the hilir industry. The downstream industry, of course. That's it. I'm sorry because this is the first time that I speak in English, so I have to more prepare.
That's right. And as informed before that, Mr. Gunawan Benjamin, an economist from Medan, North Sumatra, is that right?
Yes.
Maybe you can tell us more about how's Medan like, North Sumatra like, and its potential for investment?
Yeah, the North Sumatra province investment is not as good as Java, because we have because the developing of economics in North Sumatra based on commodities such as palm oil and the streaming of palm oil itself, such as maybe in 2025 or maybe in 2026, I hope that biodiesel, or maybe that economic based, green economic based on downstreaming of palm oil. I think this is good for investment in North Sumatra or Medan, of course. And at least, besides that green economy, that we have still good development in agricultural sector. I think this is will be the main resource of economic growth in North Sumatra overall.
Okay, and final statement, please, for investors, future investors for Indonesia, to ensure them, to convince them that Indonesia is promising investment potential for investment countries, Mr. Tauhid.
I think we have a biggest population. It's a big market. If our investor looking at our population, that's a big market for investment. I think a lot of new technology, new infrastructure, also a good, also it's a good chance to all of you to come to Indonesia. I think it's this is a good potential. Also, the second one, our economic growth is keep stable at 5%. I think it's a big chance to our potential market also. And the third one, we are now focused on human resources. I think we can mobilize our human resources to support our investor, mostly in the skills, labor, also unskilled also we have, But I think around 13 special economic zone will support you. I think Batam is still the best, and also located in surrounding in Jakarta, I think it's still the best. That's a good point if you want to invest in Indonesia. Even we have some problem, I think we can communicate and we can solve this problem. That's in the future, because we have potential market, mostly in China and Singapore, also in US. I think we have already supply chain that I think we can use this good connection to increase our market in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tauhid Ahmad, from the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, for the encouragement for investment opportunities here in Indonesia. And of course from North Sumatra as well, more investment will come to Medan, especially North Sumatra.
Okay. Yeah, before I was talking about North Sumatra, I'm talking about Indonesia has a great potential in the digital economy, where the sectors can be one of the drivers of economic growth. So it's a green economy. Several factors that support this potential are large populations, growing middle class, increasing internet penetration, and then government support. Some examples of the digital economy in Indonesia are e-commerce, financial technology or fintech, streaming spices, online transportation, and online spices. In North Sumatra, we have so many resources that can be developed in the new term, such as clean energy in downstreaming of palm oil, such as biodiesel, and then we have a agricultural sector. They can provide so many downstreaming products. So this is the best place here for many investors to create a new renewable energy or maybe a renewable industry. And then we have a good infrastructure, of course. And then we have so many economic zones such as Semangki or maybe Kawasan Industri Medan Industri Economic Zone, or maybe we have so many resources that can improve in 2025, of course. And then we have to say that North Sumatra have good human resources that can be used to be labor in North Sumatra. So everybody, anyone who want to invest in North Sumatra, this is the best time for you all.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Mr. Tauhid Ahmad, Senior Economist at Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, and Mr. Gunawan Benjamin, Indonesian Economist. Thank you so much for uncovering Indonesia's investment potential. Stay optimistic.
Yeah, of course.
Stay bright. No matter how the world situation is. Enjoy the rest of your day and hope to participate more in another insightful interview or dialogue with Voice of Indonesia.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Good to see you, Mr.
Tauhid. Well, listener, that's today's morning talk uncovering Indonesia's investment potential, just like what we have discussed before. Hopefully, we keep optimistic and bright, just like this next song that will end today's morning talk. A song by Alexa with Brighter as One. And make sure you keep tuning in for more insightful interviews from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
When the sun goes by, the day has begun. Hello, there's no reason to feel alone. Together
in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
VOA listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Bye. at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia with news slide. Financial Services Authority of Indonesia supports free nutritious meals and food security programs. Indonesia's free screening program helps improve public health. Now the news in detail.
Services Authority welcomes various national priority programs initiated by the government to achieve the vision of a Golden Indonesia 2045, such as free nutritious meal and food security. This was conveyed by the Financial Services Authority Chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Mahendra Siregar, at the 2025 Financial Services Industry Annual Meeting in Jakarta, Tuesday. Mahendra Siregar revealed in supporting the achievement of the government's priority program's target, the Financial Services Authority directed the financial services industry to take a role through the expansion of financing for national priority programs. Mahendra added, for the free nutritious meal programs and food security, the Financial Services Authority provides support through easy access financing.
Dukungan untuk
the support for free nutritious meals and food security is provided through easy access to financing with special lending and guaranteed schemes for farmers and MSMEs, as well as the development of parametric insurance products.
In addition, according to Mahendra Siregar, collaboration between the Financial Services Authority Office in the regions with local governments and stakeholders in the regions will also be enhanced to develop a financing ecosystem for superior commodities in their respective regions, in strengthening food security and supply chains for the free meal program. With these various efforts, the Financial Services Authority is optimistic that it can realize the government's target of Indonesia becoming a developed country before 2045 and forming superior and quality human resources. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Moving on to Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno, who said government's free health screening program will help improve public wealth. He described the program on Tuesday as a continuation of public welfare initiatives following the free nutritious meals program, which is being prioritized by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's administration. He claimed that the free health screening program has received praise from the World Health Organization as a breakthrough policy to prevent the spread of diseases. He expressed hope the program will improve the community's quality of life and reduce future healthcare costs. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.